Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome. Here we are, the end of December. I am Kira Roth.
I am Shri Ram Khan. And whatever time it is, we're happy to be here.
And hey, oh my goodness gracious, here we are. Guys, we have to just start right here. And if you haven't already picked up on this, just kind of take a breath on this one. It is December 3rd. Now, today, December 3rd, is when Mercury has just gone stationary into a Mercury retrograde that's going to be with us through the entire month. We are in the middle of the first of three extraordinary super moons, right? And we have jumped into the last month of this year. We have so much to talk about, so much to share. It's the December Ascension Energy Predictions. And also want to let you know, our video for the month just went up because, try as we might, we kept hearing to wait until today.
So this is a marvelous day. Here we are, December 3rd, and we are enjoying the energy of these times. Mm-hmm. Now pause for a moment. Energy, or the weather for that matter, is
okay. Where are you going with this, Shri?
It's a matter of perspective. You know, when the ground is dry, rain is welcome. Mm. When the ground is saturated, rain seems like just one too many.
Right.
And it's a little bit like that in our lives. Is there so much going on? There's so much upliftment potential happening. Yet we can indeed grow a little weary of the journey.
Well, I think a lot of people have been growing weary.
We need to take rest from time to time.
And sometimes taking rest is as simple as owning the truth of who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, what happens is that we get tired on the journey when, A, we're in a situation longer than our soul needed to be.
Normally, when you overstayed the welcome, so to speak.
Meaning we're arguing with our soul. It's like the soul is going, you know, you've got this. And you're going, no, I don't. I'm afraid. I don't want to go. I'm doubting. So that's part of it as well.
Absolutely. And we are all in this situation of having lived through a transition. Now, pause for a moment. Don't think of this in terms of the circumstances of your life. Pay attention to the energy within your circumstances.
Ooh, yeah.
And the transition as we moved through the acceleration that's been going on for the last several months especially, and the Mercury retrograde that actually began to kind of creep in back on the 14th of November, I think many people have noticed that in the last week there's been a sense of, I don't know if it's uneasiness or instability or movement.
You know,
you can pick the words
the
that
above.
Match your situation.
Yeah.
However, we're at a stabilization point right now.
So I want to jump in because you're right. And because, remember, as Shri just mentioned, starting in November 14th, we entered a pre-phase of what will be probably the most amazing Mercury retrograde you've ever had, if you're aware of why, okay? So between 11/14 and December 2nd, literally yesterday, how many of you would have thought that would have been the retrograde already? That sense of having to redo things keep going crazy, or things just aren't happening, or stuff you thought you had handled before, you're handling again. And this sense of just like, oh my gosh. Well, the good news is that's why today, December 3rd, is so powerful. This is the Mercury retrograde that brings relief. I want you to hear that. This is the Mercury retrograde that brings relief. Now, before we go any further, I do want to mention that I have no idea if we have any lines still open. Our show is live, but hey, write down this phone number, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And give us a call, jump in the queue, get a mini soul reading, ask us a question, share your comments. We love it all.
And when we hang up with one person, that means a line is made available.
So that's why you want to hold on to that.
All right. Well, listen, beloveds, we want to talk a bit about the energy of the times we're in. And then, of course, we want to get to our phone lines mm-hmm. and chat with you about your particular experiences and what's going on with you. The thing to pause and look at is that all of us are affected. Sometimes we're so busy with what we're doing, we don't realize that we're being affected.
That's a powerful statement.
Because the energy is lifting and washing and churning over and through everyone.
This is so true. And everyone is with a big E and an underline in bold letters. All of the beings on this planet are experiencing all of the same energies. Remember, energy is neutral. So when all of these energies come forward, what it's saying is that with that energy, it is how you, as the creator that you are, interfaces with that energy to bring forward the experience that your soul is here to have. So as we enter into December, let's just do the really quick review. October, right? October was what? It was all about breath. And if you forget about these three, remember, we're in a trinity right now. This is the final month. Go back and watch the October video again if you need to, or the November. Just kind of get the gist of what that was about. So in its short form, October was breath. November was what, guys? Presence, right? And here we are in December. And December is where the resurrected awareness is arriving. And how we're going to be experiencing that is through spiritual wellness or not. There's always both.
You see, each one of us brings our own attainment, our own beliefs, our own consciousness to the party. And so the party is happening, and there are lots of different experiences going on. And the reason I want to remind you of this big picture is that in the energies of the retrograde and the supermoons, and we're going to be back-to-back with supermoons. We'll talk more about that.
We're going to talk a lot more about that.
However, the energy that is happening is calling upon all of us to get ever more clear, to recognize our truth. And for some people, recognizing truth means picking a piece of dogma that they want to champion.
Absolutely.
For other people, recognizing truth means heading back to something that worked before. And for other people, recognizing truth means being open to a new revelation.
Well, and I think all the above is even more amazing.
And so remember, there are more than, 7 billion people on this planet?
Plus.
There are more than 7 billion points of view that are intersecting.
Yeah, and that's the gift, isn't it? Is that every one of those 7 billion plus points of view are intersecting in one way or another. You are always intersecting. The question is with who and how.
And so as we bring this back down from this kind of this big picture understanding into your personal lives, what are you paying attention to? What are the choices that bring you joy? And are you willing to evolve through them?
Mm-hmm.
Because being willing to evolve means accepting a little uncertainty. It means trusting through the uncertainty.
You know, that is so, so true, Sri. And, you know, as we are here in December, what's really important to recognize, my loves, is that this is a culminating month, right? Just like today, we have a couple of convergences, but this is, of course, the last month of 2017. This is also the last month of the first cycle of the Ascension Escalator. Remember, the Ascension Escalator opened in 2015, and it's going to crescendo in 2022. So we're really on our way, aren't we? Yet these first 3 years, 2015, 16, and 17, were their own energy. So along with just reviewing this single year as you come to it, to this culminating moment, you also really need to go back and look at what has transpired from that brought you from 2015, from January 2015 to right now, January 2018. Where have you been? Who have you met? What have you done? What happened in your life? What have you experienced? Because this 3-year period is a profound mastery teaching moment. It's like laying the foundation. So where does that bring us? Well, 2018 is going to be the year of anchored stability. And what that means is that for those on the ascension pathway, which obviously you are or you wouldn't be listening, this is going to be the year where you will learn in various ways the art of dimension adjustment is the way I want to describe this, meaning that we all have known about the fifth dimensional overlay. It's actually been here for a long time, but it really kind of got richer in 2017. Well, the archangelic realm has always said that the fifth dimension is really just kind of a lovely waiting area.
It's a pause for clarity before moving on.
It's like that moment of, oh, yeah, density. Okay. Yes, I still have a body, but oh, I get it. I see it. I'm adapting. So now what's happening is with this jettisons, powerful, powerful energy, because we're going to talk about a lot of more detail about this later in the show, but this powerful energy, December 31, is giving you an opportunity right now to say, okay, I'm ready to dimension shift more consciously. I'm ready to really remember. I'm ready to apply that. And that's why the energy of December is so important, because we're going to see in 2018, and we're going to talk more about this, of course, in January, we're going to move from the 5th through all the way the 9th by the time we hit this time next year. So a lot happening.
Absolutely. And I just want to remind each one of you that we are all participating in a greater fabric. So first and foremost, it starts with yourself. Mm-hmm. It starts with getting up in the morning and put a smile on your face and be happy to be alive. And if that's challenging, go back to sleep and try again. Because truly, as we begin our days, we begin our adventure in consciousness.
In every way.
And so it's a time to make a choice. Yeah. If you wake up in the morning and your thoughts are racing and you are well downstream from the present moment, it's time to breathe consciously. It's time to get clear. Who's driving me?
Mm-hmm.
What's driving me? And yeah, is it time for me to regain control one more time?
Well, you know, Sri, I just want to take a breath on that right now, because, of course, all of our phone lines are full. They've been full. We have tons and tons of email. And I really just wanted to start today with one of these that wrote us. It's just a lovely letter from a young woman up in Canada.
So it says, "Dear beloved Sri and Kira, I'm wondering if I could receive a mini soul reading, since today, December 2nd, is my 41st birthday."
Happy birthday!
"I know that number 5 is Shiva's number, and I'm witnessing how my life is flowing right now. I feel compelled to ask for any messages that want to reach me. Since our trip to India in August, my life has been shifting slowly, and now I've created a more spacious life with extra time to be able to work on my dream. I've also manifested a brand new computer last week."
Right on.
"So I feel the great support of the universe at this moment, and now all I need to do is jump." "The morning we left from Kedarnath Mountain, I felt a sudden urge to quickly walk up to the stairs by the stream to get some water. I've cleansed myself, my stones, my statues, my Rudrashka with that water today, and I feel so grateful to have everything that I do, including the love of you too. Thank you so much for everything you do and everything you are in this world. Much love, Ankyo."
Oh, well, beloved Ankyo, thank you. You know, of course, we honor your divine birthday first and foremost, which, think about it, I'm smiling because, especially in context of everything that you shared, your birthday, December 2nd, for all of you that are in this energy right now, December 2nd was the culmination of a cycle that would have had any remaining doubt or any remaining self-sabotage energy. And so for everyone who chooses to grab that, and you, my angel, have come forward on behalf of so many with your request, letting go of all that no longer serves you on December 2nd and today, December 3rd, claiming one thing: I am worth it. I am worth it. You are worth giving yourself the time that you deserve. You are worth giving yourself all of the things that you know are true in your life. And so Ankyo, for this birthday, for this moment, it's really about you finally accepting and moving forward. Now, I have to talk about the 41, that you just turned 41. I giggle because that was exactly the birthday when I first met Sri. And there is a magic in that wholeness of five. Remember, five is the Matronian star, the five-pointed star. Five is the number of Shiva. Five is the number that allows us to begin to truly relax into our ascended presence. And so, my angel, relax into your ascended presence. Smile and trust everything that's unfolding before you. And may you know that you are worth it. Namaste.
Well, many blessings indeed. And I'm reminded to remind you that we are co-creating a fabric of spiritual community.
In every way.
Each caller, each question opens our hearts ever wider to recognize the beauty of this shared experience.
And, you know, before we go back to the phone lines, I want to share something, Sri, because as I was connecting with this beautiful email from Ankyo and connecting with, as you just mentioned, our amazing community that supports this show every week that we love so much, I'm compelled to really discuss the relief of this retrograde and what it can bring. And that right now, you know, if you're grabbing us live, awesome. If you're grabbing the show in the archives, but between December 3 and December 22, this is the moment to remember who you are. And there's three things you want to do, but I just want to focus on the remember right now, because when we remember who we are, it gets easier.
Absolutely. And to remember doesn't mean this isn't a pop quiz where it's a multiple, you know, who I am. It's more of a respect. To remember is to put back together, to respect and to see and honor ourselves for the incredible journey of our lives.
Yeah.
and humanity, for this incredible weaving of seemingly disparate energies. The world at large, the density consciousness, the archangels refer to it as the allness, meaning anything is possible. There,
without
all
restriction.
Is possible. No restrictions.
All means all.
All means all. That we as beings are trusted so much by the creative energy of the universe that we are given our free will.
To create.
And that as you look out into the world without passing judgment, noticing the wide variety of creations and seeming miscreations, and we look at this, and can we see the oneness that is underpinning the variety of the allness?
You just got to love that, right? You just have to love that. And so if we are all in this illusion that we're co-creating and we are allowing this allness, then it ignites this divine memory. And this is why in December right now, there's three things that we're going to talk about, but I want to just really focus on this. Remember, begin with something as simple as, I remember that I am infinite spirit enjoying form, right? Just start there. You know, that is a very healing, precious moment. Then you can continue that. And in the remembrance, you start remembering that you have always been, you will always be, and that this moment is a gift, and that you are the most profound creator, or you would not be aware of what is happening in your creative process. So celebrate that, because it all starts with that remembrance. So the more that you can remember, the more that you can call forward, and it does not have to even be specific. Your remembrance can be as simple as, I know, I remember. Because when we really, and I mean with all your heart and authentic sincerity, when you anchor that remembrance, the doubt starts disappearing. The fear can no longer exist, and the grip of the planetary thought body starts releasing. That's the gift.
Well, well said. I appreciate that very much. It's important to trust your life. You know, the bottom line here is that no matter what you think you know or don't know, you're still you.
Yeah, in every way.
This is your journey. And as we're able to trust our lives, as we're able to pay attention and we capture learnings from every decision, it only gets better.
Mm-hmm. It only gets better. And speaking of getting better, we have all these beautiful callers waiting. And I see a lot of first timers here.
Well, we're going to head to line four and we'll say hi to Candace from Oregon.
Namaste. Welcome, dear one.
Hi. Aloha.
Aloha.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Absolutely, Angel.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just so overwhelmed that I've made it onto the show. I just thought I would call for my birthday, and I'm just riding on that birthday celebration, and I want to say happy birthday to any of those other December babies out there. Wow, I'm just so honored and grateful to be on the scene. I just wanted to call and connect with you. I've been listening to both of you for quite some time now, and I love you both so dearly. Thank you so much. I don't know what I would do without both of you. You guys are such a cornerstone in my life now. And I just would love a mini soul reading from you.
Well, Candace, first and foremost, Sri and I are just putting our arms around you and loving you. And happy, happy, happy birthday. We are honored to participate and offer that to you. Absolutely. And so here is what I want to share with you. That in your life right now, it's funny, they're showing me three cycles, three phases, and they're saying that you are in a culmination period of this kind of like second phase, and that the next phase is going to be the one that's going to like carry you through. It's the one that's going to be the reason you took birth. And they're saying that the time of culmination is very close. And when a time of culmination becomes very close, the birthdays we have close to that, and you're very, very close to it, become very revealing and very expansive. And so they're saying, be not afraid. We have you. You are loved. You are supported, and it is your moment. The other thing I just got to jump in and say before I go is that this group that's speaking with me, it's like they've been standing right next to the other guides and waiting for this moment. And as you and I are speaking, it's like there's been a circle of guides around you, and this circle was just outside that circle, and the current circle has spread to include this circle. So I want you to just feel that and receive that energy and know that you are amazing. Thank you for the blessing of meeting you.
Thank you so much. And I love you, Sri. Your words are amazing. Thank you, Kira, for your heart and your love.
Oh, thank you, dear. Big hug to you.
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. Well, Sri, I think we have time to say hi to another caller.
Absolutely. We've got a caller from Belgium standing by on line five.
First time to the show.
Ifona, I believe is how it's pronounced.
I hope we got that right.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Hi,
namaste.
Hi. Thank you for speaking with me. Can you hear me?
Absolutely, and we are delighted to be speaking with you.
Okay. My name is Yvonne from Europe in Belgium. And my question is, can you give me a soul reading and an answer about my wish to move to the States, California, and when do you think this will happen?
Well, first and foremost, my angel, thank you so much for calling in. It is such a gift to connect with your energy. You have so much crystal and vibration energy around you. It keeps going from like amethyst to rose quartz to clear quartz, just beautiful. So thank you for that gift. It's just wonderful. I want to share with you that there is movement around you. However, they keep calling it the big move. The big move is about a year away yet. And there's like another move in between that move. And so it's a year for you of fluid movement is what they keep saying, that there's all of these moments ahead of you that are going to prevent you from having made a mistake. And that's what these next 12 months are about, because you're also resonating with the number 12. So of course we're speaking in the 12th month, and you're resonating in all this energy. 12 is such a masterful number. They're also saying if you take the 12 and you add it together, it's the 3, and that by March there will be another milestone before you that will help determine the rest of this to go.
And do you think this movement can be to California, to the States?
If they call it the big move, so I would suspect yes.
Oh, that would be wonderful for me and my son. Really?
Well, yes. I'm glad to hear that. And thank you for calling in. It's an honor to speak with you, my angel.
Thank you. And many blessings for both of you. Thank you. Nice evening. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Namaste.
The party is happening.
Oh, yes. Namaste.
Yeah, namaste.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, Sri, this is really a powerful moment. You know, I'm looking at everything that everybody's asking and the questions and the way people are feeling. And I really feel, before we go to the break, let's talk about the second energy that comes through as we really start relaxing or allowing the relief of this retrograde to come forward, because we're in it. It started December 3rd. And remember, guys, that normally at this time of year, people enjoy reviewing or looking or even making their, New Year's resolutions. In this year's experience, December 2017, you're going to want to be doing all of that right now, between December 3rd through December 22nd. That is the time when you can really harvest that. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, you really want to be looking at, in addition to maybe just this year, you want to look at the past 3 years. You want to look at, where were you 2015, January 1, 2015, and where are you January 1, 2018, and really harvest that as well. As you do that, we already talked about, it's a powerful moment to remember. And the next energy is to then reimagine.
Mm-hmm. Because to reimagine is to bring vitality to your vision.
Yeah.
You know, we sometimes get so preoccupied in dealing with the content of our lives that we do not energize the direction as clearly. And to energize the direction of our lives means to allow for revelation, to allow for the guidance to inform you, not just to chart a path that has less pain or more money.
Right.
I mean,
right.
those are practice things. However, when it comes to your soul's journey, when it comes to your evolutionary path, we are on a revelatory spiral.
We are.
And we are constantly moving. And the question is, are you willing to lift, or have you said enough?
Well, and this is why in the moment of the remembrance, there becomes the reimagination. Now, the other thing that's important to recognize, because we have a lot more still to share, is that in this month of December, with this overarching energy of resurrected awareness, it's all about the 6th, 7th, and 8th chakras. So this is a very strong month for intuition, for mind chatter, for strong opinions, for strong, even literal butting head kind of energy.
Well, yeah, and you think about those upper chakras, you can either be opening to your guides,
right,
opening to divine guidance, or you could be opening to your dogma.
Well, or to interference.
Or to interference.
Yeah.
You're going to be opening to a concept, or you're going to open to creation.
Exactly.
And so the key here is, as you look in the outer world, you're going to see that many people are going to start lining up, so to speak, on party lines. The groups that have certain belief systems are going to get stronger and more vocal,
yep,
and there'll be more polarity.
Now, I want to jump in here, Sri, because There's also going to be a lot more awakenness.
Yes.
This is a month of the third chakra. Now, when we use words like third chakra or third eye, you might immediately think that there is only those who understand what that is are going to have that effect. The answer is no. Every being on the planets has that energy center, whether they acknowledge it, whether they know about it or not. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And so as this energy comes in, everyone is going to have an enhanced state of intuition. Now, as Sri was mentioning, for some of those people, that enhanced state of intuition will come in the form of a kind of digging into a position and getting even more staunch or more strict or more opinionated or judgmental. So that's going to be happening because that's how that third eye energy is going to play out. You're also going to have just as much and actually almost a little more. And that's why this is such a wonderful month. People who are remembering and reimagining and thereby igniting that. Now, here's the trick. And we're going to talk about this before we go to the break. And then we're going to expand this after the break. The trick is not to stop. Remember we said it's 6th, 7th, and 8th? Well, in between the 6th and the 7th chakra is a very important center of cosmic connection. It's known as your star consciousness. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can ignite it. We're going to give you a video you can watch, and we're going to discuss how igniting your star consciousness and harnessing the energy of resurrected awareness will bring you through this month and bring you ready and able to anchor stability in 2018. So stay with us.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you right now.
You know, bar none, the single most amazingly awake and beautiful community of self-ascension we could be ever more honored to share time with. And thank you for that gift every Sunday.
Absolutely. And beloveds, we are talking a bit about the energy of the time we're in. We use this first Sunday of each month to talk about the energies that are building and circulating and pulling us forward through the month. And we are in a really wonderful time right now because...
Now, I want you to believe that. Take a breath.
Because we are at a crescendo moment.
Exactly.
You know, some of you may have noticed the last couple of weeks felt a little wobbly. Stuff, you know, didn't quite go as smoothly maybe as you might have imagined it should. And that was the pre-retrograde energy coming in. And
kind exactly. Started 11/14, November 14th.
And that's sort of like turbulence on an airplane.
And
you know?
It let go yesterday.
So now we're in what we call the direct energy. And it's much more stabilizing by comparison. And here's the beauty. The Mercury retrograde, the direct Mercury energy, together with this supermoon energy.
Ooh, yeah.
Is really giving each and every being an opportunity to get ever more clear. Think about the clarity of a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the energy that's released.
Absolutely.
And that the idea of offering some reflection, to offer, to use this retrograde to get clear about you and your life. And as Kira shared earlier, New Year's Eve is not the time to do your resolution.
No. And we're going to be talking a lot more about that in our show. And before we go any further, make sure you are on our newsletter list because we are going to be sending out a whole lovely little idea for you to be able to really maximize the December 31 energy. But we're not doing it on a video. It's only going to be on our newsletter list. So make sure you go to SriAndKira.com and join the newsletter or even SriAndKiraRadio.com. If you're here at our site right now, click on get the newsletter.
Absolutely. And so remember, this is a precious time. Uh-huh. This is a time to cultivate your, not only your intuitive consciousness, it's time to cultivate your confidence, because we are at emerging authenticity.
Yes.
Let me say it differently. It's almost like raging authenticity.
How about passionate
Let's
authenticity?
Let's go with that. I'm good with that.
Passionate authenticity.
This coming forward, this evolutionary opportunity is truly magnificent of what's upon us right now. Don't let your habitual mind discard the preciousness of this time.
Well, Sri, I just love that you are sharing this, because isn't this part of the remember, guys? Remember, not only did you choose to be on this planet, you also chose to be having this co-creative experience during this perceived timeline. And so you obviously are a master, or you would not have chosen this moment, because this is one of those cycle changes. This is one of those big ones. And honestly, I mean, come on, hand to heart. Did you really think that the old power structures were going to go down without a fight? Did you really think that there wouldn't be massive upheaval and conflict and the blessing of bringing out of the closet everything that's been smoldering? Because if you can't look at it, you can't heal it. And so, as in the allness, as we talked about in the earlier part of the show, all is expressing, all is up for healing, all is available. And you are the divine creator who is playing with it all. So why not create? And this brings us to that third R as part of the retrograde. Why not recreate? We collectively, right now, guys, right now, collectively, every awakened being of light, we have the opportunity to actually have an impact. It's a rare moment. It's coming. You're ready, and it's your time. So here's what you need to know. Number one, there are three supermoons coming, right? Supermoon number one is today, December 3. This is the supermoon that comes in with the stationary experience of the Mercury retrograde as relief, and offers us the opportunity to remember, reimagine, and recreate. This is only stage one. Now, this energy is going to really be rich between December 3 and December 22. And this is why this is the moment. Get clear on what you want for the rest of your life. Get those resolutions done now. Get everything set, because this ends on the 22nd with what? With the solstice, right? We have December 21 right there at the end of that, offering a moment of balance. It's like a resting breath. And then between December 23 and January 3 is going to be, the word I'm using is the explosion of energy. This is the big moment. It's like the apex moment of this three-stage rocket. And so this is why it is so powerful that on December 31, when everything converges, the end of the first cycle, the end of 2017, the initial waxing of the first blue supermoon, which will arise with this new year, you want to be clear. You want to be focused on your ascended presence. You want to be with those that support you. And if you can't be with those that support you, then do something you love on your own and be supported by all of your brethren in spirit.
Absolutely. Now more than ever, honor yourself.
Yes.
You know, the first fundamental element of your spiritual wellness mm-hmm. is self-love.
Yes.
You are indeed a child of the divine, and you are here on a sacred mission. Your life matters.
Yes.
Love yourself, honor yourself, and look with respect at your activities, your choices, your values, whatever is in front of you to review or renew. Have some respect around it, because
absolutely,
this is a precious moment.
And you are amazing. And one of the things I want you to really remember is that you are worth it. During December 3 to 22 especially, this is the moment for you to really express the yoga of self-ascension as spiritual wellness. Spiritual wellness is the energy that says, I am worth it. I recognize that my spiritual life is my life. There is no separation between the two. There is no need to hide. All I need do is be. And when we allow that beingness to come forward through the depth of remembrance, every door opens and miracles start manifesting. And you know, Sri, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about yesterday's Miracle Team ceremony. Mm-hmm. Because as you guys know, we have an incredible Miracle Team that we are honored to be with or connect with basically 24/7. And we meet live the first Saturday of every month and we, you know, all connect on one big teleline and record amounts of miracles, record amounts of stories. I mean, I don't think I stopped crying the whole time everyone was sharing yesterday.
There is indeed a, I'm trying to find the nice metaphor.
Tell it like it is, as, my love. They can handle it.
As the veil thins.
Oh, yeah.
The energy of manifestation becomes more apparent.
Especially if you connect with others that can amplify that energy so that when you have those moments where maybe you don't feel as miracle oriented, you know somebody else on the team has you.
And this is one of those elemental, fundamental things about choice.
Yep.
As spiritual beings evolving through the density of this birth, mm-hmm. the density of the strata of consciousness that are permeating the planet, it's very important that we continue to find light workers, light energy, love, support, reassurance.
Exactly.
Find those moments that bring you that nourishment.
Yes.
Honor them.
Yep.
Because this is what will sustain you for the journey.
It's being connected. It's knowing that you are not alone. You are not crazy. It's that opportunity to really say, I am worth it. And I, you know, I have to share, Sri, I'm going to announce something here on the radio that we were only going to put in our Miracle Team newsletter tomorrow, but because not all of you are conscious Miracle Team members yet as part of our Miracle Team, I just want to share it with everyone. And that is that part of our commitment to connection is that in the Miracle Team blogging area, we're going to be starting an interactive experience.
Absolutely. There's going to be a bit of a diary, you might say, chronicling the whole process of the yoga of self-ascension.
And what's been happening since Sri and I have moved here to Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary, it defies words. And so we're like, you know, rather than just put it all out in one book, it's time to just start writing about it. And so one of the gifts of allowing yourself to commit and be with other people that can support you is that you will manifest the miracles once you allow yourself to relax into knowing, hey, I'm not alone.
Absolutely. It's through our presence, our sincerity, our love that miracle energy just pops in.
It does. And if you want to learn more about the formal Miracle Team, just go to sriandkira.com and click on Miracle Team. Learn all about it. You know, remember, guys, that whether you're an active Miracle Team member with us and we're connecting or not, we know that you're a miracle maker. The key is for you to know it too and to call that into your life every moment of every day. I am worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And speaking of worth it and our third eyes open wide and igniting, we want to talk about the star consciousness. Because right before the break, we talked about how December's energy is directed very sharply at third eye, sixth chakra, crown chakra, up into the eighth, the lotus chakra. So this is very much a very intense time to clear your mind, free your mind, and trust your intuition. Now, one of the things you can do to lift that and to be connected with that is to activate and really connect with your star consciousness. Now, we're not going to take up a lot of time because we have a lot of callers. However, if you go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, just Official Sri and Kira, go to our YouTube channel, You want to watch the Star Consciousness Ascension Energy Activation video. 7 minutes, it gives you a full activation. It'll assist you to open that area. And the more you use that this month, the faster and the more effortlessly you will be able to really harness the mastery gift before you. So again, it's the Star Consciousness Ascension Energy Activation.
And one little point to note. As the third eye energy opens more, it gives you the opportunity to lift into clearer guidance.
Yeah.
However, as your third eye opens, it also opens the possibility that you'll be projected on.
Yes.
And there are a lot of lumens out there, meaning videos that are projecting fear and partial truth. There's, you know, certainly the Hollywood and the rest of it. The key here is that as your third eye opens, pay attention to your highest guidance.
Exactly.
This isn't a consensus experiment. It's about learning to trust your own individual divine connection.
And do whatever it takes to do that, because this is the month, again, especially between the 3rd and the 22nd, where the more that you trust yourself, the easier it will be. And you will be aware that you are protected, you are supported, you will always be in the right place at the right time. All those types of blessings are yours to harvest in December. And speaking of blessings, Sri, why don't we go back to the phone lines?
Absolutely. I tell you what, we're going to head to line 2, and it looks like we have Raman from California.
Namaste, beloved one.
Hi, Sherry and Kira, how are you?
We are so well. How are you, my love?
I am great. First of all, I just want to thank you guys for nourishing us and providing this space for connection. And it's just beautiful because I feel like not a lot of people understand, in my own personal life, this fifth dimensional kind of movement. So it's beautiful to hear you guys talk about this change. So the last time I spoke to you was about 3-4 months ago, and I was in a different place, and it's truly been a journey of like really anchoring into myself and my authenticity and my truth. So I guess I'm asking for a little mini soul reading as well. And just kind of curious as to, I'm very connected with my spirit guides and spirit animals, and I felt them so much, especially the past couple of days. And I just kind of want to maybe figure out, like, where is this going? Because I've just been allowing the universe to guide me and really not questioning anything, just like letting it come through me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wow. First and foremost, I just want to share with you that as you were sharing and as you were offering everything that you were offering, all I see around you is happiness. It's like I was like, show me something else, because that's all they kept showing me was just happiness. And they're saying that this is your guide. That the guide is this happiness, and that as long as you are remaining true to yourself and you keep following this, and then they're showing me not steps. It's like it looks like a staircase, but instead of like normal size steps, these steps are huge. And I'm seeing you just kind of float up to each one and giggle. It's like stuff which looked like it was going to be too hard is suddenly done. And stuff that you thought you could never attain, you've done. And they're saying, this is what lies before you if you continue the journey without wavering. And so it is, my angel. Thank you for the blessing of seeing that.
Thank you so much. That resonates so much. And I guess I just have to keep following the happiness and the giggles, right?
Right on.
Thank you so much, guys. I really love and appreciate you. And have a beautiful day.
Thank you, my love. Many blessings.
Many blessings indeed. You know, it is a reminder that we all get to touch in to so many aspects of the fabric of possibility.
In every way.
Yeah, to celebrate it. So I tell you what, we're going to head to line 1, and we'll say hi to Brian from Wisconsin.
Namaste, beautiful one.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome.
I guess I miss you guys so much. I guess I'm supposed to slow down and turn attention inward, realign with the bigger story of my life and soul's purpose. if I'm supposed to inspire myself to take action, how am I able to take action in the situation I'm in? I am in a horrific situation where I have been taken away from my wife and my projects, even though I never took anything for granted and was doing so much good. How can people that seem to be soulless get away from denying me my spiritual intervention to protect myself from the negative forces? I didn't get to celebrate my birthday at the last one in my 30s. My cat died. My bank account is screwed up and much more, including my health. All I want is to return back to my life. I am told the situation will be resolved very quickly and just to have patience. And I also was wondering for a long time if my kitty Bean Jeans, if she is my spirit guide or one of my spirit guides, and how am I supposed to move forward in these times of trouble.
Well, take a big breath. That's the first thing I want you to do. I just want you, whew, that was a lot of sharing. So I want you to just first relax.
Yeah.
And start, just allow yourself to breathe. And as you're breathing, what's important to understand is that you are at a moment of choice. And sometimes it's difficult to hear that this is going to end when you say it's time to end. It's time to be focusing only on you, my love. All of your guides are saying it's about you, it's about you, it's about you. And I know it's challenging to let go of those that have hurt us. And I know that it is challenging to not think about that. But what they are saying is that you are on a path of healing. You are on a journey of love. And if you focus on you, you will find a great, they keep saying great freedom ahead.
And so we offer our blessings and our love, and we say namaste.
Namaste, beloved one. Thank you for the honor. And Sri, I think we have another Californian.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line 3 and say hi to Roman from California.
Namaste, beloved Roman.
Hi, namaste, Sri and Kira. It's a blessing to be with you guys. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to... share something. It's just so in my life, everything is unfolding little by little, and I'm starting to have these flashes, these flashes in state of being of, true presence, true awakened presence, but it's really really little, and as soon as the flashes end, it's gone, and I can't even remember what it is. So, and I feel I'm here. I feel like I'm here already, but I feel like I'm playing hide and seek with myself. It's like, play a little more in density. Play a little more. You're already there anyway. So I know I'm here, but what can I, is there something I can do maybe to, really truly be in my presence, in my awakened state?
Thank you, Angel, for asking. First and foremost, you are such a beautiful master, and I really bow before your presence. And this is, the ones that are around you right now are saying the greatest thing you can do right now is be more patient. You're literally, what I'm seeing, it's like you're in training camp. You're actually learning and adapting your energy field. And this is, Angel, this is exactly what everyone is going to start going through in one experience or another. This is that you are skipping dimensions right now, but you're not stable in it. And this is, again, 2018. Remember, come December 31, you be very careful where you are December 31. This ignition is going to get big, especially it's going to be the first moment when we bridge dimensions, and there's going to be an explosion of energy. And so it's important for you to have patience and to really just breathe deeper into each experience and to start harvesting more from it. There's more going on than you've given yourself, not that you've given yourself, there's more going on than you're remembering right now. And it's about starting to just gently, slowly be receiving more. And I see everything stabilizing really by mid-January. It's like right after that, literally January 15, 16. So I'm grateful you got through today, my angel. It's a blessing to connect with you.
Thank you very much. It's a blessing to talk to you every time. Thank you, Sri, and have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, my angel. Many blessings. Namaste.
Wow, time is moving and we are moving.
We are. And, you know, I just want to share that all of our callers, you know, everyone, again, this month, remember, guys, we are in this powerful energy. And remember that that third supermoon is going to come January 31. So from right now, December 3rd through January 31, we are in this powerful energy and it's going to have it ignited today. It's going to just go boom between December 31 and January 3, and it's going to culminate again with a final burst on January 31. So give yourself the gift of remembering, reimagining, and recreating. I am worth it.
I am worth it. Write that down and say it to yourself.
Yeah.
Because your wellness, your spiritual wellness begins by loving yourself, trusting yourself, and then opening ever more to your guidance.
And you are worth activating your star consciousness. So go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and watch Star Consciousness Ascension Energy Activation, and let the month be extraordinary.
This is your time, and this is really a wonderful moment of rebirth and resurrection.
Fear is an illusion. You are the creator and you are protected. You will always be in the right place at the right time. Let this month bring you into the gift of your resurrected awareness.
And until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you breathe deeply, fully, and trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.